This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations said on Thursday the pace of climate change has not been slowed by the global health crisis, and the world remains behind its battle to cut carbon emissions. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Petri Talas is Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
There's been classically thinking that perhaps in the future something may happen, but it's obvious that we have to start acting already now if we want to reach the lower limit of Paris Agreement.
The WMO said lockdowns and other restriction measures only led to a temporary downturn in CO2 emissions last year. The UN said concentrations of major greenhouse gases like CO2, methane and nitrous oxide continued to rise in 2020 and the first half of this year. The average global temperature for the past 5 years was among the highest on record. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, the results were an alarming appraisal of just how far off course we are.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. French officials on Thursday said their military had killed the leader of Islamic State in the Greater Sahara after the group attacked French aid workers, African civilians, and U.S. troops. France's Defense Minister Florence Parly confirmed on Thursday the death of Adnan Abu Walid al-Sarawi, who she said died from wounds caused by a strike from the Barkhane force in August of 2021. France declared the killing a major victory against jihadists in Africa and justification for years of anti-extremist efforts in the Sahel. Al-Sarawi had claimed responsibility for a 2017 attack in Niger that killed 4 U.S. military personnel and 4 people, with Niger